When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, a great good morning to you on a Thursday morning throughout the Delaware Valley, getting close to Christmas. And really, the stretch run of the Eagles season is upon us. It's been a tumultuous week, to say the least. Seems like it's starting to simmer down a bit, which is good. And hopefully they can go 4-0 here. Close it out, give themselves a, you know, the best chance they can to get this one seed. Now, even if they go 4-0, probably still won't get it. But if Buffalo can help the Eagles out versus Detroit, man, that would be sweet. So a lot on the table here with the Eagles today, including just your reaction to everything that has occurred and whether you think the Eagles will be okay. And I tend to think they will be. Doesn't mean they'll win the Super Bowl, that, you know, we'll see. But I don't think what happened over the last 3 or 4 days is going to derail the season. I know there was a lot of talk early this week about last year and how things fell apart. I just don't see that happening. Now, I do want to see Jalen play better. I think most of us want to see Jalen play better. But they got a great team. They got a great running game. They got a great offensive line. They got a great defense. And they can do this thing. And certainly versus Pittsburgh, they can do it. But it's an interesting matchup on Sunday, and we'll talk about it as we get deeper into the week. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of deep, we're already very, 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 very deep in the fantasy football season. And let me
you sure are, buddy.
Let me give some congratulations and attaboys and not attaboys to those that made and those that missed.
Oh, boy. You must have made it if you're mentioning
it. The WIP Fantasy Football Playoffs. Let's start with this guy. He's in the postseason.
Yes! Hammer!
Well, but of course he is. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Why you're mentioning it.
I mean, he's, you know.
Yes! Hammer!
All right, but also making the postseason, our esteemed leader, the program director of this fine radio station, Mr. Rod Lakin. How about Tom Kelly, TK, postseason performer, a PT Pigger, Andrew Porter, and Tucker, although they had two people for one team. That's a little weird. Who else made the James Seltzer! Well done, sir!
Damn straight.
And Mr. Ike Reese, playoff performer.
Wait, I didn't hear a name.
No, yeah, there's a name missing.
Oh, there's a lot of names you didn't hear. Gilio, out! Eskin, comma, Spike, out! Angelina, no. Kyle Quinn, out. Fritz, of course, out. John Ritchie and Devin, both as the team. What happened, John? I mean, you became a loser. I couldn't. I didn't have.
Wow,
I didn't have
phenomenal.
Much.
Wow.
I kind of ran out.
Loser.
I went with a different approach this time. But John,
look, I lost. We didn't do well.
Well, that's what losers do. They lose.
Have you ever won?
Yeah, I won the fantasy football regular season, which
no,
you know.
No.
You guys know my theory.
League?
That's more impressive than winning the
league.
I'm going for my third title in this
Jimmy.
League.
Wow. No, good for you, James. Yeah. Good for you.
Jimmy.
Good
Jimmy
for you.
Does wonderfully.
Listen, in the next 3 weeks, man, glory can shine upon
the hammer!
But a lot of people think. And they're probably right.
You did make a nice pickup with the Niners running back.
I sure did. Like that guy. Yeah. Isaiah, whatever his name is.
I'm not going to try and say it either.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll give you an update on Saquon.
You think it's Isaac, too.
Oh, whatever his name is. We'll recalibrate back on Saquon and the quest for 2000 and the quest for Dickerson and the quest for the MVP. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's go to the phones right now. Plus, Jason Kelce soon. And Conklin put together a Christmas medley for us of Eagles themes related to the turmoil of this week. All right, let's go to Jeff in Phoenixville. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, thank you for that. I'm actually back in Penn Presby Hospital. That was the surgeons all walked in just as I was going to my call, so they're just checking in on me.
Well, we wish you the very best, Jeff.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. James will talk to you off the air about something I want you to do for me if you could.
Sure.
About the two questions you said earlier, I think it was Baldy that said the only way Saquon's going to get the MVP is if he gets the record, which after seeing what Josh Allen just did, which that game was amazing. I would love to see him win it, but, you know.
Well, there's another way, Jeff. If Josh Allen, for instance, loses to Detroit, maybe loses one more, that will help Saquon's quest quite a bit. That would help a lot, and that's not inconceivable.
No. No. I mean, I really want them to beat Detroit.
Feels like Josh Allen won it with the six tie, even in a loss, didn't it?
Yeah. It's still a month to go.
First player ever with three rushing and three passing.
I don't think it feels like he won it.
I mean, they're going to be the two seed, like, most likely.
We'll say.
Yeah, and just think about, you know, one fingertip drop pass away from being the same record with them when Saquon dropped that pass. You know, how that all comes circular.
Sure.
The other thing was they kind of have to, you know, AJ, Jalen, the coaching staff, they have to make this work because you can't have another year of some type of issue that derailed it last year. Like, it went off the track.
Well, that was Ike's point earlier in the week, that if the season doesn't become all that it should be because of friction between Jalen and AJ. Okay. And we don't know that that'll occur, but if that occurs, Ike's point was one of them's got to go.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating concept because if it's 2 years in a row, you know.
Oh, it's not a good look, number one.
No.
And, I mean, and you pretty much know it's not going to be, I mean, they can't get rid of Jalen because what's the dead cap hit? I mean, it's...
We would have to look into all that to get those answers.
It's pretty steep for both.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Insane.
All right, listen, Jeff. Good luck to you in the hospital, my man. Okay,
you,
seriously.
Yeah, I can't win the tickets because I'm not getting out for a couple of days at least. So enjoy the day.
You got it, buddy. We wish you the best. We really do. All right, Jason Kelce. Shortly, let's get to Conklin because he put together a medley of Christmas songs for us, and I think the way he approached this was the various types of reactions we could have to all. I mean, it's been a crazy week. I mean, look, Kelce is going to be in here in a moment. I've seen just about every type of Eagles week he can. This one, though, is pretty unique because this was a 9-game winning streak in turmoil. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen that before. And so a different array of emotions and outcomes is certainly possible from what has gone down, both good and bad. Here is Conklin as we get ever closer to Christmas.
It's the other Eagles Christmas album. And it's deja vu all over again.
It's beginning to look a lot like last year. Everywhere you go, take a look at the angry men bickering once again, with bitterness and tempers about to blow.
Celebrate the resurgence of locker room turmoil.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Within a few weeks, you give the season away. This year, you need to fix this if you want to do something special.
Order now, and A.J. Brown will tell you what you're doing wrong at your job.
Jalen, baby, just throw the ball to A.J. tonight.
The coach has led a great turnaround. Now he has to finish the job.
There must have been some magic in that barbershop they found. For once, Sirianni shaved his head. The season turned around.
And there's a version that's free of Kelce ads.
Have a Jalen Christmas. Hope he doesn't come up small.
Oh, he'll run for tush push fun, but he's afraid to throw the ball.
Guaranteed to be less boring than the quarterback.
Said the wide receiver to the quarterback. You don't see what I see.
Barking up the wrong tree.
I'm wide open behind the cornerback. You don't see what I see.
See the forest for the tree.
A star, waving for the ball. He's a target, big, fast, and tall.
It's a sin to not throw him the ball.
Push your tush to the store and buy this album.
What the prettiest sight to see is a Super Bowl victory as the Eagles soar.
All right, there he is. Joe Conklin ends on a positive note, although a lot of negativity mixed in there. And, of course, the irony is you guys know my theory. I think they can still totally do this thing. Totally do it. But it's been a hell of a week, there's no question. All right, we applaud Conklin, the incomparable Joe Conklin. Make sure you get to Conklin for all of his wonderful performances around town. They include with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Ask... How do I say it, Seltzer? The Ask what?
Asplund.
I need phonetic on the sheet.
It's not that difficult. Say, it's been around this
spells,
area forever.
It's spelled A-S-P-L-U-N-D-H.
I think it is phonetic on the sheet.
I think that's pretty phonetic. All right, let me, pretty I don't know what else phonetic. You would do.
Plund.
Just don't say the
is that
huh.
It? Don't say the H part. All right, C. Conklin of the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Asplund Ha Theater.
Yeah, don't say Asplund Ha.
At Westchester University on Friday, February 21st. Also at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 22nd. It's the story of Philly sports through music. Tickets make great holiday gifts at JoeConklin.com. You can get them. And reminder, final call basically to, you know, book Joe for a private event. Holiday season. I mean, he'll come to your home. He'll come to your business. You got a company Christmas party, Hanukkah party, whatever it might be. Joe will be there. He's like on demand. So order him up at JoeConklin.com. All right, let's welcome the star center of the Philadelphia Eagles for a decade and a half, headed to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in a couple of years, and of course sponsored by Garage Beer. He's seen about all of it in Philadelphia sports, although a 9-game winning streak in turmoil is rare. The garage is always open with Jason Kelsey's Garage Beer. Beer like it used to be. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or drink at garagebeer.com. Official beer of the Kelsey brothers and dads everywhere, Mr. Jason Kelsey. How are you, Jason?
How we doing, Joe?
Good, buddy. Quite a week, my man.
Yeah.
Quite a week.
9 in a row.
I know. So how are you, man? How's everything going, man?
Everything's good. I crashed a golf cart.
I saw that.
Are you okay with that?
I'm good.
Because it looked like you put your hand down.
That's what everybody said. I think I don't remember.
That's a wrist.
It happened so fast.
Oh, no. Not a concussion.
Well, I was wearing my helmet, luckily.
Good man.
How's the golf cart?
The golf cart ended up having a scratch. I don't know if the Eagles will let me borrow it again, unfortunately. We'll find out.
It seemed like a frivolous helmet, like it wouldn't really work.
It worked really well.
That's good to know.
It wasn't like the roll cage. So the actual face mask is like some hardcore metal.
Wow.
And I think that honestly saved me. If it would have just hit the up top, I don't know what would have happened, but anyways.
That's good.
Really stupid.
Yeah, but look, not even a scratch, it seems.
I got zero scratches.
I've jumped some golf carts and stuff, done some off-roading with golf carts, and they can get dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah, motorized vehicles are not a good idea to joke around with.
For sure.
But for some reason, they are very fun to joke around with.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you survived pro football for a decade and a half and die in a golf cart?
Yeah, that'd be...
You know, I didn't break a bone until I was 38. I didn't break a bone until skateboarding to the bus stop with my daughter in my arms. My wrist. Broke my wrist.
Did you think you were unbreakable?
You were...
I was skateboarding, holding her in one hand.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Falling.
Premise.
Like you did, putting that one arm down.
Yeah.
And it crumbled. It broke into 38 pieces, my wrist.
Yeah, I've broken a toe. I'm next to positive. You know that boxer's fracture that they say?
Yes.
This one?
Yeah.
I think I broke that at some point.
I'll bet you did.
You know what I mean?
You did a lot of punching people.
Because I can, like, feel it. like there's like a knot right there, and every once in a while it gets cold, it hurts. But
I'd say you broke it. Isn't that called like a? Isn't a, that a Jones?
Jones fracture.
Jones is the foot. I had a Jones fracture in high school.
Metatarsal or whatever.
Like yeah, if your pinky. Hand was a foot, it would yeah. be
ironically,
same, yeah.
I got a Jones fracture playing football in high school, and Richie went through the NFL without breaking anything.
Wow.
So who'd have thunk that?
That's wild. Wow. That is wild. All right, so look, a lot going on obviously with the Eagles, and we're taking your reaction today. 215-592-9494. We'd started the show by asking, do you think the Eagles are going to be all right? And I do. I think they're going to be fine. I know there was a lot of talk earlier this week. I mean, Jason, you were there last year when everything fell apart.
Oh, yeah.
And so obviously those calls of concern were back in the air Monday and Tuesday. And listen, still are out there to an extent. But I think the team is doing a really good job. And when I say the team, I mean Sirianni, AJ, Jalen, and Brandon. The four of them in particular, the way they have messaged things publicly over the last 2 to 3 days since the turmoil began, yeah. I think they're doing a good job of simmering it down. And I just tend to think this isn't last year. Like, I think their heads are going to be screwed on straight to go attack.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, are they going to be all right? I think they're already all right. They're 9 games in a row. They're, you know, second in the NFC with a real chance, you know, to clinch the NFC. I think last year, there was a lot of reasons why last year, you know, collapsed.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that we're even in a comparable situation. Last year, we had the 32nd ranked defense, I think, in the NFL.
Big difference, man.
I mean, offensively, we were struggling too. But I think when, you know, it was really a compound of so many things going wrong. We tried to switch coordinators halfway through a season.
Yeah.
It just feels like, you know, both the offense has an identity, at least right now. It never really felt like we had that last year. We were kind of always trying to figure that out. Mm. Defensively, they're playing lights out. I mean, they've really turned a corner, really ever since that Tampa game earlier in the year.
Sure.
And, you know, Cooper DeJean, there's a lot of young guys, you know, Guantanamo Bay, you know, they're really playing at a high level. So I just, to me, it's not even comparable. I think that this team has proven that they're a legitimate contender. I know that everybody is frustrated because they played a Carolina team who is perceived because of their record as an awful team. People lose sight of the fact that they almost just beat the Chiefs. They almost just beat the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. They're playing better now. But I think that the reality is they underperformed to their standard. They probably, you know, want the passing game to be performing better. So we saw frustrations mounting in a game where you don't live up to the expectations that you hold for yourself. And you're frustrated after a game, you see sound bites like that. So I'm not as concerned about it. I actually think it can be a positive, especially if it's channeled in the right direction. And I think that these guys know they're really good. So yeah. That's kind of where I'm at on it.
I think we can do a public service thing here, Jason. My partner is afraid that our quarterback misses receivers. This week,
I'm the one person in Philadelphia.
No,
I'm the one.
This week, a lot of people saw our quarterback miss receivers. This week, for whatever reason, I don't know if it was featured on the Jumbotron during the game. For whatever reason, people saw guys running open. Well, especially AJ because they picked him open and then didn't throw it to him. Yeah. Everyone, how often do quarterbacks, from your experience, not throw it to open receivers?
Very often. Very often. Yeah, I think who the quarterback throws the ball to is a very nuanced thing. Who's their first read and, you know how the guy gets open, what he's seeing pre-snap, is he canceling out a read because of something he's expecting? Like, there are missed receivers all the time. And I think that and Brian Clark on Monday brought this up too, is, you know, when you have a soundbite like, you know, passing game, because obviously there's frustrations, that causes even more people to look at things.
Sure.
And they're going to, you know, run with that narrative. Now, you know, were guys missed? Yeah, of course. There's always guys missed. I mean, Pat Mahomes, you know, Josh Allen, all of these guys are missing guys too. Now, I think that we can execute at a higher level. And, you know, I think that both Jalen and AJ very clearly stated that in their postgame conferences. So, but yeah, I think the narrative has run, you know, pretty aggressively in that category.
Yeah. But John, here's the thing. That
Nick Foles missed receivers.
No, yeah,
Nick Foles didn't throw to open guys.
But John, here, there's two different issues. There's the personal. Yeah. There's the personal stuff, and then there's the Oh, my God. Look at this.
What do we got? On. What,
is this a tray of food being brought to you, sir?
Is that a cheese? What is happening right now?
We got our intern. Lewis, get over here, sir. Let me shake your hand. Thank you, sir. Our intern, Lewis. There's a lot of food downstairs, and Lewis looking out for, he knows what to, he knows where his bread is buttered.
Yeah, hammer!
All right. Thank
this
you,
This is outrageous.
Lewis,
I mean, he's looking out for you.
Thank you.
Lewis. Be a pro.
Lewis, we couldn't wait till a freaking commercial
break.
That's what
I'm saying,
what are we
Jason.
Doing
right now?
Lewis. I thought it was the right time.
Well done, Lewis. Well done, sir.
Lewis is being led astray.
Lewis, here's the order.
Someone.
Kelsey next. Then Rhea. No, Rhea, because ladies first. All right. Rhea, Kelsey, Seltzer, Richie at the end. Right? At one
Don't
at a time.
Do this, man.
Thank you, Lewis.
It's in a basket. He's prepared a basket.
Beautiful.
A breakfast basket.
Beautiful array of food. I like this. This makes me very happy. Look, the one thing I'll say about what we were just talking about is, John, it's really not my opinion that, well, my opinion matters a little bit because we see what we see, but yeah. AJ's the one that spoke out. You know, like, no one says Joe DeCamera spoke out about it. Everyone says AJ Brown spoke out about it. So that matters a lot. And him being frustrated matters a hell of a lot more than me being frustrated.
I can't tell you a game. This happened during
John,
the game.
John, star receiver
every
speaks
game,
out, though. That's a different
every
deal.
Every game afterwards,
you know that.
We, as an offensive
that's
line.
That's not a different deal. The star receiver is almost always. That's just
every game.
The
star receiver thinks he was
but speaking out
every
publicly,
game, the offensive
different
line
deal. Obviously
wants to run it.
That's what I mean. Agree, that's what I mean.
There's very much, I think, I was just like, tale as old as time. Like, this is.
I just watched that with my daughter, yeah, like a week ago.
I think that, you know, as someone who played freshman wide receiver, it is very frustrating playing that position. Coach Hoon had me running laps for screaming at the quarterback to throw me the football.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You know, you're the last person in the chain, and it's a frustrating spot to play. And I do think that passing, and I think AJ has come out and clarified things, but I do think there's a reason he said passing game, and I think that, you know, they know that should be better than what it is.
Clearly, no and, question, no question.
You know, I think that frustration has probably been mounting. I think in the course of a season, there's a lot of times where you're winning and you're performing at a high level so well that it's, you know, you kind of just, everybody knows you need to improve across the board, but you're winning and everybody's happy and you don't necessarily, you know, fix or correct things and focus on things like in that intensity that needs to happen.
Sure.
Do you think this was good?
I do think it was. That's what I'm about to say is I think that at the end of the day, I think AJ, I think Jalen, I think the team knows that they've wanted to focus on improving this category and doing better in this area. And at the end, now there was finally a moment where it was like, hey, we almost just lost to the Panthers. We're supposed to be a Super Bowl contending team, and this is not acceptable. This isn't what the standard that we hold ourselves to collectively. Yeah. And I think that is more along the lines of what I was hearing with the press conference stuff and knowing those, like, and knowing AJ. Like, I just think that there was, you know, he's frustrated. He's tired of it. All these guys know that they need to improve this category. And yeah, I think that this can be a very positive thing. And now that everybody is going to be very hard at work to make sure that this is improved, and they're going to need to, because the Pittsburgh Steelers are a great defense, right? Like, this is going to be a team that is not, you're being one dimensional and just think you're going to go in and run the ball against Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, Mike Tomlin, and these guys. I mean, they can do it, but they're that good in that category. Saquon's that good, but it's going to be vastly easier if this offense is well balanced and we're throwing the ball down the field and opening things up when they play a heavy box and stack it.
I feel like Brandon coming out and doing this, I mean, as difficult as it was so early in the week. It was so effective at doing what needed to be done, which was, hey guys, slap, slap, slap. This is an important, massively important game against a really good team. They're 10-3. We have Russell Wilson has only won. As long as we've done our show, Joe,
and
seen Russell Wilson beat the
Eagles. He might be really good again, which is
is really good.
On a day when we're asking,
he wasn't really bad ever.
He was bad.
No, he was struggling at times with the system and everything.
That's
else,
what it is. He was trying to run a completely different thing in Denver. Now he's back to what he did in Seattle. Their run, their play action. He's doing more of the stuff that he did in Seattle, and he's having success again. We'll see if Pickens plays. I mean, he's throwing at some good players, we'll see. But, yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get a lot of calls in here. Reminder, 8 o'clock today, we give you another name with this name. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Steelers game.
And, of course, courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So be listening in 15 minutes for your chance to hear that name and win the tickets to the Eagles-Steelers tomorrow. Also, what AJ and Jalen said yesterday, some of the notable comments from them, we'll get to that shortly. Jason with us here in studio for an entire hour. Let's get to Justin right now. Justin in Tennessee. What's going on, bud?
What's happening, lady and fellas? How y'all doing? It's cold Thursday morning.
Man, that is a wonderful voice.
<You're> great. I appreciate it. Jason, Joe might get aggravated at me, but I'm going to ask you a couple of non-football questions because every time I've heard you, all the questions have been football related, so I'm going to stray a little bit.
Well,
first,
shoot.
What was it like? What was it like getting to work with daggone Stevie Nicks? I mean Stevie Nicks, man. What was that like?
It was surreal. I mean, we have video of it, and I think it captured it pretty well because I just did not feel like I was at all deserving or qualified to be singing in her presence. there's like an aura about people when they enter a room that are of that stature that it's so weird. I mean, it was definitely, she's up there, Bill Murray this past, like, there's something about them that's just so unique and special, and the moment they come in, it just enlightens a room.
Did she have a smell? A pleasant smell?
I mean, I want to say yes. Weird. I want to say yes, but I couldn't, like, if you asked me to pick the scent out, probably no. I couldn't be able to tell it. But I feel like it's everything. And there's like a new smell in the room. There's the lighting changes.
Yeah.
They also just have like these personalities that very just, she was completely lovely. I could have spent all day with her.
So cool.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
So my next question—that's leading into my next question with you and Trav in the pod. I seen y'all got to do the Bill Murray interview.
Yeah,
I love the movie reviews and all that. James knows I'm a huge movie buff. So will y'all be taking requests on movie reviews? Because if so, I want y'all to do over the top Stallone
over the top
movie. Because me and John Ritchie are huge over the top fans.
That is, but,
so am I. It's great. So
oh, you're eating now, buddy.
So overlooked.
You don't have to comment with a mouthful of food.
Who doesn't love over the top?
I think you can do that though. Like that whole the whole concept of over the top is faulty, which is it.
Yeah, well, that's why it's a beautiful movie to review. It's ridiculous. The whole premise is absurd.
You can't do that.
It's called over the top. It's about arm wrestling.
You can do the whole thing that it's based on.
It may be the most ridiculous good movie of all time.
I love
of
it
all
so
time.
Much. I'm serious. I love it so much. That guy, Bull, is that his name?
I forget.
Bull Herbert.
What happened to him? I actually just saw this. When I was in Appalachia State, we were watching it for some reason at night.
Well, of course you were. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, give me an answer, my man. What surprised you? Like Belichick going to college football, what surprised you?
Red Sox coming back beating the Yankees down 3-0. I'll get off for an answer. Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Thanks,
Justin.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's a good answer. The Red Sox thing was big.
That was shocking.
It was shocking. Jason, what do you make of Belichick to college?
Very surprising. I think that it probably is telling that, you know, he probably didn't have any offers in the NFL, I would think.
What's up with that? I mean, if you're the Cowboys or the Giants and you stink, you really wouldn't want Bill Belichick running your organization? That is stunning to me.
If I'm the Giants, probably no. And I'll tell you why. I think that Bill has proven, if I'm going to go defensive, well, maybe you do go Giants, because if you're trying to rebuild a culture that feels like it's fractured a little bit, maybe that is the route you go. I think you can't go wrong with Bill. If I was a team that had a like really star-powered quarterback already in the wings that I felt like could run a really functional offense, I'd be inclined to go defense as a head coach.
Is Dak in Dallas that? Like, is Dak
that one
good?
I thought was a potential, right? It felt like a decent fit. It feels like Jerry likes, you know, these like those types of coaches where they're more conservative and like football, like, you know, it felt like Bill would have fit in there. I also thought this pass off season, the Chargers, I mean, Jim Harbaugh's doing a great job there, but I thought maybe with a young guy like Herbert, something like that would have panned out. But, you know, he's going to do great. I think college is interesting. It'll be fun to watch Bill Belichick navigate NIL and recruiting.
Oh, like, my God.
18-year-olds, I guess.
I can't believe he's willing to do that.
Well, I have probably a pretty good suspicion that they're going to be they're going to be letting him focus a lot on football, and bringing in money to recruit these kids. And I think I think his name, as well as long as the money is like at all compatible, I got to think if I'm an 18-year-old,
yeah,
I'm going to go play for Bill Belichick, guy that's won how many Super Bowls? I mean, I can't lost track. Like, what, six? Six Super Bowls?
Six. Yeah. Yeah. But I just remember thinking, as a player, looking at my college coaches, thinking, how in the world can they keep their families together? They're never, ever home. And then when the season ends, they go hit the road, and I can't even imagine what it's like now with the NIL and with the money that's being thrown around to these kids. They're on the road the whole offseason.
And I just think, I also think, too, like a lot of that recruiting process, if the money's right, like if I'm a parent, I'm like, okay, I can send my kid to, like, you know, some coach that I don't really know and he's new, or somebody that, like, you know, who knows, but like.
Now, this is an incredible academic institution, and it's Bill Belichick, academic a known institution, entity.
But also, like, if the aspiration is to play in the NFL, I just, like, why would you not want to send your kid to go play for Bill Belichick, who knows how to prepare and teach kids?
Totally. It completely changes the way I view North Carolina. Now, that school, it's a great school. Now they got Bill Belichick. It feels like that's the ultimate package if I'm a parent with a talented student.
I hear you, but there's two things to me that are really shocking. One, that an NFL team didn't want him. And two, that he wasn't willing to wait a little longer for finding that team to try to break the record. I'm stunned. I mean, Jason,
I just think that he probably knew that wasn't going to open.
I guess.
If he takes this job.
You're probably right.
That's what I think it is.
I'm just amazed by that.
Well, is Andy the biggest reason?
The league has changed. I think more and more teams are hiring young coaches and offensive minds. Like most teams that are looking for coaches are drafting high. They're going to draft a quarterback, and they want an offensive coach to help that young quarterback. So it's just...
Let me ask you this question. So the record-breaking thing, it comes into focus, obviously, here because of Saquon. Matter of fact, let me actually have it in my bag. I'll get to the Saquon update. But he's still on pace to break Dickerson's record, but it's close. I mean, he's
well, like 21-23 right now.
He's like 15 or 20 yards above the standard. Here's where he's at right now. So Saquon right now through 13 games is at 16-23. He's on pace for 21-22. Dickerson's record is 21-05. So he is 17 above the pace that Dickerson established.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is with the extra game. Yeah. So, you know, it's less yards per game than Dickerson, but you get the point.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's PHILO.TV to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Would you want it? So what I'm getting at here, I'm getting at a few things.
Unquestionably.
Right?
To me, and I'm just like, this is a very selfish opinion of mine. I get that. I would want that rushing title as an offensive lineman, as a unit. And I don't know. Saquon, I don't know where he would feel on this. Because it's a little bit different when like you're the guy. But I think... for the legacy of like what Jeff Stoutland has done in the Philadelphia Eagles and the offensive line, to me, the rushing title is also a different record. Like, there's no record cooler. Yeah. Like, that is the epitome, in my opinion, of NFL statistics. Who's the rushing leader?
Do you
in the
really?
Season?
I do. You think it's number one?
If it was a passing game, like I don't know why, and maybe it's because it's held for so long. But to me, it's almost like, you know, 100-meter dash. Who's the fastest man in the world?
Yeah, I get it.
Like,
yeah.
There's something about the rushing title that is just like Jim Brown, you know, Eric Dickerson. Yeah. Like, you think of these names, and it's like it's just an awesome freaking record to have.
I agree.
And you know, I get that that probably is not going to take precedence. Like, at the end of the day, this team cares about bigger aspirations. So if things unfold to where they need to rest players, that could play a major factor. But just selfishly, I hope that they go for it. I hope they get it. I hope Saquon gets it. I think the story of him leaving the Giants, like, there's just so many things that I think it would be really awesome.
You know, the last game was against the Giants. Did you know that?
Don't you think the coaches have to account for the fact that the linemen want to maybe more than Saquon does? Don't you think that Nick Sirianni, who really is in touch with like the feelings and emotions of the guys?
Part of Nick's job, though, is to talk guys into like what's the best thing for the team, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, I think at the end of the day, if that last game isn't meaningful, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't go for it and they do the smart thing. And they try and be really healthy and rested for a postseason run.
Especially after AJ got injured.
Especially if they're not getting a bye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Like, and AJ got hurt last year. Yeah. I think that it's probably, like, at the end of the day, everybody's jobs and what the city will thrive more off of is a Super Bowl win in the immediate. Mm-hmm. I just think, like, for longevity, like, history, for, like, selfishly, for like the stamping of Jeff Stoutland as one of the best offensive line coaches of all time, Saquon having like the career he's had up until this point, to then come to Philadelphia with this offensive line and do this, I want them to go for it so bad.
Yeah. I get it. All right, let's get some calls in here. We'll get to the audio of AJ and Jalen coming up shortly. Plus, again, reminder, in 5 minutes, your chance to hear a name that can win you Eagles Steelers tickets tomorrow.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Also, today's Twitter poll question of the day. We're mixing in the Phillies a little bit. Phillies, of course, have not done much in the offseason so far. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Enjoy the holidays in a quality. Certified pre-owned vehicle from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, are you disappointed with the Phils offseason so far, yes or no? I expect most people to say yes. I'm actually in the no category. I don't think they need to make all these massive changes the way some people do, but a lot of people were of that mindset when the season ended, and obviously to this point they have not done much. Let's go to the phones. But it's still somewhat early. Not totally early, but somewhat early in the offseason. Gary in Whitehall right now with Jason Kelsey in the studio. Good morning, Gary.
Yo, what's going on, morning team? How you doing, Jason?
It sounds like you're doing great, Gary.
Ah, it's beautiful, and I love the over-the-top comment there. And I still all the years I've been doing this, I haven't seen anybody doing the arm curls while they're driving. So there's that.
It's probably good.
But anyway, and I am a 92%er. I love the show. I love the podcast. It's awesome. And
thank you,
don't get this the wrong way. I don't want to have a beer with you, Jason. I want to sit down and drink the whole cake with you.
All right.
So let's go.
Let's go.
So, but anyway, first things first, Philly's comment. I am totally disappointed with Dave Dombrowski and sitting on my hands and not doing a damn thing. Joe, you're going to drown on that island because the water is going to overtake you.
Well, look, Gary, I think they've got a really good team. I think he wants to make some changes, but there's a couple issues. One, if you're going to trade Boehm, you got to get value back for him. And two, and this is almost a ridiculous problem to have, there's not many places you can slide a new player in. I mean, the guys you got are who, I mean, I know James broached the idea of Bryce back to right field. It's very unlikely, and he acknowledged that. Bryce is your first baseman, Stott's your second baseman. I know a lot of us would like to have a different shortstop, making less money and put that money elsewhere. Trey is your shortstop. JT is your catcher. So, you know, you're talking about a limited number of spots that you can improve, which, by the way, is a sign of having a really good team. I mean, they won 97 freaking games, and people act like they got to make these massive overhaul. That is insanity.
But you can't bring back the same thing.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
The problem is we're bringing back a great team. Juan Soto's coming back to the Mets, and everyone thinks that our team's not as great,
Gary,
because Juan Soto's
going
back part to
of
the
it.
Nets.
There's a Gary, there's that's right, but I'll say this. There's only one guy that can't be a starter that was a starter. Rojas. Yeah. The only one.
Just real quick to correct you. They won 95 games, not
95, sorry.
95.
Okay. I mean, Rojas is the only
Rojas
one.
I want to change Rojas out, and I feel good about this roster.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it feels like we're an all-star team at the plate. That people fear our lineup.
But
what?
They except are, for but Rojas. They are, but they are
as
beatable.
As soon as the playoffs happen, no one fears our lineup. They can't wait to
face it.
It depends what they put out there. Anyway.
Put out a bunch of guys who chase, and pitchers are super psyched to throw the ball.
But those same guys
and have the guys chase.
But those same guys almost got it in 22 and 23. I mean, in 23, until game three of the NLCS.
It's gotten worse and worse and worse.
I understand that.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, give me an answer, my man. Who or what surprised you?
Okay, but real quick on the Eagles. Let's hope this all this stuff gets swept under the rug. We got to prepare for a football game on Sunday.
Yeah.
So enough of it up. And, since I won last week, the Kevin Hart tickets, which I really appreciated.
Good.
I loved it. I'm going to go with WIP setting up a geek and a jock for all these numbers of years. You guys are doing an awesome job.
And I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
He said WIP setting up a geek and a jock for all these years. You're doing a great job.
I don't call Richie a geek. Come on. That ain't freaking right.
I just don't think that's that surprising. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get those ears cleaned.
Wait, all I
it
heard,
is wild,
the
man.
Only thing I heard him say was WIP, and then I couldn't hear anything
it's
else
not
in that
kidding
sentence.
Me.
We all hear it. Everyone hears it, but you. Constantly.
Jason, did you hear that sentence?
I will admit, I did not know what the geek and jock thing. I heard.
But you heard the words?
I heard the words.
Okay. You heard that's the key.
I couldn't differentiate what geek and jock, what those words were. And then I did hear him at the end.
But you are hearing. You are a hearing human. Joe is not.
I struggle.
Joe is not a hearing adult.
It's like my dad.
This happens every day.
I mean, okay. And look, I mean, three deaf aunts and uncles in my family. Maybe there's a...
It's on the horizon.
And I think he's deafening himself every day.
They're born deaf.
Oh, wow.
I've always wondered if... My mom had three deaf siblings. I've wondered if I have less hearing than John Ritchie.
You do have less
because,
hearing
you know,
than
you get that
I do.
Stuff checked?
Have you ever had it tested?
Yeah.
Not that I know. Not
why
as an
don't
adult.
You think that's an oversight
I think they can
on
tell
your part?
Maybe as a baby.
They absolutely can tell you what level your hearing is
at. How about this? You ready? I don't really care.
Obviously.
Okay. Well,
you know why? Because I just heard you say
obviously. You've always wondered. You're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
You said, I've always wondered if
what
my hearing's there.
You
and now you're saying,
wonder.
I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm a busy guy, Jason. Thank
that's
you.
A three-hour doctor.
Within 2 seconds, you're just completely opposite sides of things.
No, I care, but I don't care enough for a three-hour doctor appointment.
Well, we care.
You do talk radio for a living, which means you wear headphones. Hearing is kind of critical.
It's a little bit like jailing, though. I can get by just handing the ball off, you know? Doesn't matter if I'm that good at it.
Okay.
215-592-9494. All right, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Jason Kelce with us. All right, we're giving away tickets tomorrow at this time, 8 o'clock tomorrow. We give away tickets to the Eagles and Steelers. Let's give you another name right now so you can win tickets tomorrow on the program.
And the name is...
All right, we give you a current or former Eagle, and we give you the name right now of Terrell Owens.
Leaning in.
Seltzer, you went there.
You know the theme this week.
I can probably guess the name
We're
tomorrow.
Not supposed to say...
Why would we be bringing up T.O. this week?
Why, oh why, would we do something like that? All right, so know the name we said Tuesday and Wednesday, and now on this Thursday, the name T.O., so no for tomorrow. Those three names plus one more we'll give you tomorrow at 8. And with the four names, you can win tickets tomorrow at 8 o'clock to see the Eagles and Steelers.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, let's give you a chance to hear from AJ and from Jalen Hurts. They both talked fairly extensively yesterday about everything. I mean, there's been a lot going on, obviously. I think they both did a really good job of trying to simmer the thing down, which is good. Even though I really, quite candidly, did not fully believe A.J. Brown, but he did a good job, in my opinion, saying what he said to try to diffuse things. Let's listen to A.J. first. He was offered the opportunity to clarify on where his relationship, him and Jalen, stands. And, of course, after what Brandon Graham had said, here's what A.J. said yesterday.
B.G. is just being B.G. He's emotional. In that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. So it's B.G. Guys. So everybody loves B.G. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he's just giving his perception of something from the outside. So
he's around you guys all the time, though. Yeah. Could you see where there might be a misperception based
on? I think that's what everybody, I think that's what the world did. You know, they perceived what I said about passing and felt like it was an attack on Jalen. And I think that's what he did. You know, me and Jalen's relationship is personal. So, I mean, so yeah, I see that.
All right, so that's AJ yesterday. Now, he talked a few different times about the passing comment. Let's listen to what he said when he talked fairly extensively about what he meant more on the passing answer the other day.
What does the passing game, like how does the passing game match and improve? Like what do you guys need to do?
To go into detail, like last game, it was protection. It was picking up a block. It was maybe reads on Jalen's part. It was us getting open quicker, being where we need to be, you know. And it's a timing thing, you know. And it's not saying like the sky's falling with our passing game, but just something to bring awareness to focus on it and to triple down on it to get better in the moment where we have, you know. You know, I was a little frustrated. It's the Panthers. Not saying they're a bad football team, but you know, we go out here and try to dominate, and that wasn't a dominant performance. We know the players we have in this locker room, and we talk about the things that we want to do, and that wasn't what we're capable of. And not saying everything has to go perfect every single game, because we know, you know, it plays different every single time, but that's not what we talk about. And I only said what I said because it was like self-inflicted. If somebody making a play, you know, kudos to them. They're in the NFL too, you know. But if it's self-inflicted, definitely going to speak up about it. And we definitely going to try to correct those mistakes and move forward.
All right, AJ, yesterday. And he talked. There was a lot going on there. John, you know my thing. I applaud him for the way he approached it yesterday. But
no,
I don't
think you do. Because
no, I
you
do.
Say you don't believe him.
I don't believe him.
So what else does he need to say?
He doesn't need
for
to say
you to believe him.
Nothing. I you don't need to say anything for me to believe. Look, I didn't believe Sirianni when he acted like there's no big deal here.
So you still believe that we run the ball in large part because the quarterback can't throw the ball well enough.
Because the quarterback is not as good as others at throwing the ball, and there's a great rushing attack. Yes, I do believe that. I think I told you 2 months ago. I thought they were playing. They were a little bit of hide and Jalen. So, I still believe that. I know you don't believe
it. It's so incredibly frustrating that after he says he's talking about the passing game, you say, no, he's talking
but
about
Jalen.
But,
John,
nobody believes him.
Nobody believes him.
Really?
He wasn't talking about his route. He wasn't talking about his route running. He wasn't talking about the offensive lineman's blocking.
Said passing.
I mean, come on.
It's passing. It's passing. It's more than Jalen. It's him.
So if I answered a question after that and I said running game,
yep.
Would you guys think I was talking about the running back?
Depends what had happened in the game. What happened in this game is A.J. Brown was repeatedly open and the quarterback didn't throw
and
the ball.
And he was frustrated.
And that happens in every game.
I don't think he was talking about
that.
Landon Dickerson, and I don't think he was
it
talking about his own route
running. It
happens
in every game,
well, you definitely
but you saw
about
it this game.
Line. I think that there's a reason he said passing game. initially in the heat of the moment. Do I think there was frustrations with Jalen and things that happened in the game that I think he was missed? Probably. But I also think that he probably meant it as a whole. Like, I think that if I – usually when the running game isn't going well, you're frustrated with the running game. And you know if a guy isn't living up to, like, a level of it, whether it's an offensive lineman or a running back is missing holes. And you know that in your head. But you're more concerned when the whole thing is struggling about all of it. And, you know, for the run game to go, I got to think it's – I don't know as much about the passing game. But I think that there's so much more nuance as to, like, how things are being called, what's – well, you know, how things are being blocked, what the other team is doing, are we doing the right thing. I think that the frustrations in that moment probably were high because of some of the things that happened in the game. But I think there were probably other things that happened in the game that people aren't pointing out, that he knows, that Jalen know, that the coaches know. I think I think there's a reason it was broad. So I don't think we're giving him enough credit in that facet as well.
Okay. But. Well, look, I give him credit for how he handled it yesterday. I thought it was a very wise course of action to try to diminish his prior comments and just try to move on. Yeah. I also give Jalen a lot of credit for how he publicly handled it yesterday. Let's listen to Jalen Hurts yesterday at the podium, because of course he was going to be asked about his relationship with A.J. Brown. Here's Jalen yesterday.
Jalen, there's been a lot of talk this week about your relationship with A.J. Obviously, off of what Brandon Graham said. Just wonder if you want to offer up any clarity on the situation.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Did you two talk after Brandon's comment?
We've spoken. I think in the end, Brandon, B.G., we're calling him Brandon, B.G. knows he spoke out of place, and he knows that.
All right, so, you know, there's a lot in there, obviously, with the way all these guys handled it, but I thought they did a good job. Listen, Jason, you've been around Eagles turmoil and crisis since you were drafted here. I mean,
I've been a part of it.
You have. I mean, look, your early years, you saw people saying fire Andy. You've seen the Chip Kelly thing. You've seen the Riley Cooper thing. Yeah. You saw Doug and Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Deshaun in, Deshaun out, Deshaun back in.
Yeah.
This one was very unique, though, because, look, it's the longest winning streak they've ever had, tied for the longest, and it's so odd to have what was Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday. It's starting to simmer down now. But in the midst of a 9-game winning streak, this one was odd.
Yeah. No, I think that, usually when you're winning, people don't voice complaints. Right?
How big a distraction is this for this week, though, Jason?
Again, I still think, back to what we were talking about earlier, I think this is going to be a positive. I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, when everybody's, you know, trying to draw you apart and you're winning, you tend to kind of say, you know, screw all these outside people thinking they know us. And I think you kind of go more that route, and it galvanizes you guys together.
Great.
And personally, I think that they're going to correct things that need to get corrected even more so. Like, I think they're going to really iron out some, like, how do we, and it's not, you know, it's not about appeasing A.J. Brown. It's about how are we going to make the passing game better? Because clearly our players want that to be improved. And I think they're, as with everything with coaches, the more time and energy and thought you put into, you know, improving that category, the more time the players put their thought and mindset into it, when they're going to bed, what are they thinking about? Are they, you know, I think all that stuff really matters. And now that there's so much attention on it, I think it's going to be improved.
All right. That's a great point. We'll get that back to more of that. Plus what Sirianni said yesterday. Dick Vermeil joins us at 8:40. Jordan Mailata, Vermeil, 8:40 today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, we were at the,
Otho Davis.
Otho Davis, thank you. Yeah. We were at that banquet, and you just realize you miss when you're retired, listening to coaches talk. Like, there's something about a coach talking.
Him in particular. My God.
I mean, I was ready to run through a wall.
Exactly.
In the freaking, like, room.
He's so inspirational. And he puts his hand on your shoulder, and you can feel electricity coming through.
It's so obvious to see why he was such a phenomenal coach.
Yeah, I agree.
Still.
Jason, when you met Stevie Nicks, did you sense that she knew who you are? Like, let me put it this way.
For some reason, yes.
You could look at her. You could look at her and say,
"Who do you think you are? I am.
You might be famous. I'm more famous." No, did you get that sense? I mean, because here's the thing. I heard you talking earlier about that sort of sense of awe, and when you meet people in their presence.
Yeah,
dude. Like, they enjoy meeting you too.
I did get a sense that she was really excited to be there. And I think part of it is like she has a, I mean, her and Taylor have a whole personal relationship and know each other. Gotcha. So I think that there's a connection there. And, you know, I think they're fans of each other. So I think that I kind of am in that stratosphere of people of, or not stratosphere, I'm in that, those connection points.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought, I mean, she was very fired up, but I also got the feeling, and I felt the same way with Bill. And I think this is probably common with people that are in this realm. I get the feeling that she just likes to talk to anybody and like, she's just a genuine human being.
Cool.
I felt like she could have talked to anybody in that studio. It felt like people were more like, hey, Stevie, we got to go and do other stuff now. I know you're having fun. She just feels like that kind of person that she could hold up a conversation with just about anybody, and she genuinely enjoys being around people.
Who have you not met that you'd like to meet?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know at this point. I you know, I mean, tons of people, but to pull that out of my, I mean, you know, I was fortunate to meet, we just talked about Over the Top. I was fortunate to do a podcast and meet, you know, Schwarzenegger earlier this year, which was unreal.
Yep.
I would love to meet Stallone. Oh my gosh. You know,
have you met Jordan?
I have not met Jordan. I met Chuck earlier this year. Chuck was incredible. I've not met Jordan. I'd be very honored to meet him.
What about Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris would be great too. I mean, all of these guys that were big names, all of these guys that were big names would be very cool. You know, I've never met Jim Thome. I got a video from him. He was nice, very nice to send a video to me, but that was like the guy in Cleveland growing up.
Oh, sure.
Like he was the, like.
I was wondering why Jim Thome popped into this conversation.
Of course, you didn't think of Cleveland immediately.
I did. Yeah. Yes.
I think anybody that you idolized growing up, the moment you meet him is just like, you always want to meet that person. And, you know, pretty much anybody from either, you know, Cleveland, really just sports in general that were big in the 90s mm-hmm. or 80s, I'm going to be all into.
Yeah, you know AI? Yeah. You ever meet AI?
I have not met AI. Somehow we have not crossed paths. I've met most of the Sixers, former like players that come around. I have not met AI.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good stuff. So Jason with us here. Dick Vermeil in about 20 minutes. We look forward to talking to Coach Vermeil then. Let me just get one thing on my chest. Sports-wise, I know that we're not like totally in season yet because it's not March Madness yet. College basketball is going on. I just got to say it, and then we'll move on. NCAA idea of going to 76 teams for the NCAA tournament is a travesty. I've spoken out about this before. They've never expanded.
They're going to 76?
They're talking about it, and it sounds serious.
So
it is a disastrous idea.
Why not just go to more play? I mean, they already do.
Why not just go to 128?
Yeah. Sure.
Just let everybody in.
I think we should just let all the teams in. I mean, give everyone a shot.
Temple might get back in at that point.
Yeah, you might.
Let everyone in. It's like maybe Temple.
The football playoffs went to 12 this year.
Yes.
And I'm already seeing like guys do interviews about how it should be expanded to 20 so that every conference. I'm like, I'm with you. I think it gets to a point where, again, like there's a reason there's a regular season. There's a reason that we have things structured the way we do. The playoffs are supposed to be special.
Totally.
And reserved for teams that have had truly special seasons.
And
be open. And all of this is just to make more money.
Well,
right?
It is.
That's 100% what it's designed for. It's not for designing the product that is optimized for the consumer.
But let me just, because here's the key, in my opinion, I'm begging the NCAA to hear me. I get how expanding football playoffs will create more money. I get how expanding baseball playoffs and NFL playoffs has and will continue to create more money. I am predicting, Seltzer, I'm going on the record here. Mark the words down. If the NCAA expands, they will make less money. Well, less.
In the long term or the short term?
Here's why.
I don't think they'll make less in the short term.
Every term, short and long. Here's why, Jason. What drives the NCAA tournament ratings? Regular people that don't care that much about college basketball fill out a bracket.
Yep.
If you have a bracket with 76 teams, it's now I'm all over the place. Do I have to hand it in by Monday night? Do I have to hand it by Tuesday? Like, when does it start?
Oh, no.
When
now,
does it,
now what do you mean? He's projecting his
resistance John,
to change.
Just mark it down. Mark it because it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get the whole big thing, right? But you have those four phony baloney games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
If that becomes like 12 games or whatever the hell the math would
be. Well, no one really cares about those games.
No, you're missing my point. If you have 76
teams. But you
don't
even have to pick them for the bracket. You just pick the winner of that game.
Just,
like,
it's going to screw it up.
As long as the bracket doesn't change. Not.
How much more time in your busy day is it going to take?
It's going to decrease ratings. Mark my words.
I think there's a chance it could decrease ratings down the line.
I agree, Jason.
People become less interested in the tournament because it just feels like it's too much.
That's my point.
Yeah, but I think in the short term, they're going to increase because the way all these ad slots get sold is they get sold by amount of time that they're out there.
Yeah.
And they're not. It's going to take a few years of ratings declining to do something like that. But
there will be more ad slots initially.
Yeah, I just think that
for games that nobody's going to watch on a Tuesday night.
But that's the point. Jason's saying at first it'll make money and then it might not down the road.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm saying
you said short term, long term.
Well, short term. I'm not saying short term the first week of the first year. I'm saying
we're talking the first few years, it'll probably make money.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, I just think
it's dumb.
It's stupid.
Period.
It's not clean. I don't even like the playing games, to be honest with you.
They're
garbage.
Just be
16-16-16-16. Call it a day.
Correct.
If you don't get in, sing your sob story. I get it.
Totally.
You know, and I went to Cincinnati. We had a couple years where we were on the bubble, and it sucked that you don't get in.
Yep.
But I just think that it should be cleaner. I don't like the NFL playoff expanded that we went to. I think it should still be less, and there should be two byes. I thought it was perfect the way it was.
Agreed.
I liked it, too. None of this is as dumb as the NBA tournament.
Oh, my God.
The midseason.
None
you
of
don't
it
get geared into those courts? That doesn't get you excited?
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I got to rip Christopher from The Sopranos for being part of the ads to try to entice people to watch that nonsense.
You're right.
Michael Imperioli.
Right. You sold your soul.
He's making some money.
Christopher.
Good for you, Christopher.
Imperioli.
He's had a regular gig since being Christopher.
Too bad. Too bad. You sold your soul going with that.
He's got to eat. Go make your money, big dog.
He made enough money on The Sopranos. All right, Jason, let's wrap on this.
Good.
The
good to know.
Steelers are coming to town.
Yeah.
So how good are they?
Steelers are a very good football team.
Are they great?
They're great on defense. I think offensively they're good. But I think that they're really resting on how that defense performs for the most part. I mean, they're great. They're one of the top teams in the AFC, and they have the chance to beat any team any single week. Do I think that they'll win a Super Bowl? I don't think that they will. But I think that they're a team that matches up really well with the Philadelphia Eagles, quite frankly. I think their defensive front is very good. It matches, I mean, it's strength on strength with our front versus their front. That'll be fun to watch.
How well can we protect Jalen, when we try to throw it? How big an issue is that going to be? Because historically, the Steelers, they get after you. You know, they blitz you. This feels like a different Steelers team, but they still have TJ Watt coming off the edge.
TJ, Cam Hayward, I'll tell you right now, and we came in the same year. He might be, I mean, he's having one of his best seasons, which is in year 13. He's playing out of his mind. They have another kid, Benton, who's really having a really good year up front. They have a very good defensive line. The fortunate thing is we have a very good offensive line. PFF or whatever you want to think about that, right? Where they rate these guys, Lane is and Jordan are towards the top in the league in every facet, including pass protection. I think we're a good pass protecting front. I don't think that it will be something that is, ridiculous. But if they shut us down on first, second down, make it difficult on third down, it's going to be hard. And I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think that the Eagles, it's strength on strength. I'm curious to see how the run game goes.
Sure.
They've been running the crap out of the counter trays and stuff like that. I think that, Carolina did some things, kind of shut it down a little bit, even though they still had a good day on the ground overall. We were talking about, like, the rushing title. I thought that Carolina game was a big game. Like, I really wanted Saquon to have, like, another 200-yarder mm-hmm. right there to really mm-hmm. – and he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good game. I mean, we've had the fortune at home against Pittsburgh. For whatever reason, when we played in Pittsburgh, it always felt like those guys played better. I mean, I guess that's home and away, but
Jason, it's been 49
it's crazy.
Years
it's crazy.
Since the Pittsburgh Steelers have won in Philly.
Yeah.
49 years.
And they're playing good right now. They're coming off of a big game last week. I'm very, again, similar to how I was excited for the Ravens game. This is a team that is a bully, physical, like smash mouth NFL team.
Yeah, for sure.
This is like this is one of those teams that I think of this year. Like, do I think that they have the firepower to really win a Super Bowl? Probably not. But do I think this is a, if you can compete with these guys, I think you can compete with anybody, and this is a really good test for us, and I'm excited to watch the game.
Good stuff. Awesome. Jason, have a great, you know, next week here, my man. We'll see you next week. Have fun buying Richie a Christmas present.
Oh, there we go. What,
you know?
Hmm?
You know, just,
you searching for anything, Rich? What's?
Yeah, no, that caught me by surprise right there. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think
about.
That caught all of us by surprise. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, he got a girlfriend this year, but maybe a Christmas present would do John good also. I'm just putting it out there.
I know he's into music.
That's really, that's really my way, Jason, of asking for a Christmas present for me.
Everybody knows what's happening.
Right? I mean,
everybody knows.
Yeah,
you're aware,
I mean,
Joe.
You know, yeah. It's all I'm getting at.
You're not subtle.
That's all I'm getting at.
Bill gave me a fruitcake when I was playing golf with them down there. It was a really nice fruitcake, so maybe I can get some fruitcake for you.
Jason, I view it a little bit more like this. Lori sold 8% of the team. The team is valued at $8.3
million.
I'm just
billion.
Asking for
billion.
I'm just asking for 0.00001%. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're going to have to go to somebody else for that.
Jason, stay well, man. Have a great rest of the week. There he is, Jason Kelce, with us in studio every Thursday at this time. All right.